Kid Rock, we're up to a Kufayin Gimel Sifya Dalad. The next few Sifim are sort of intertwined, Yudalad, Tezvav, Tezayin, going back to some of the Sifim we had at the beginning of the Simen, but we'll take it slowly one by one. Yudalad is the Makor to Yudalad is not a Gemara, it's a Rambam, it's a Shaila where the Rambam was coming from. And then there's Shaila had a touch up with the Rambam. Okay, but let's start and hopefully have a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Chavish ol yayin. You have a chavish ol yayin, shishava at a dino, which is worth right now a dino. Umachru loy bishtayim. And you can sell it bishtayim ad akayitz, until the summertime. That means he has time to sell it till the summer, he has time maybe to pay to the summer. Possible different interpretations. Amanas shimter botakalo, if anything goes wrong with this barrel, harei b'shus ha-moicha, the moicha is willing to be in mekabel achrayis, ad shim karena lokeach, until the lokeach gets rid of it and sells it to someone else. Harei zeh mota. That's mota. Now what's the case? The case is normally we have a klal in the beginning of the simen. You're not allowed to sell something today that has a shar kuvua, shar yudu of, let's say, one, and I'm going to sell it to you right now, take it, and you have time to pay me. You don't have to pay me now, you can pay me at a later date, but when you pay me at a later date, you're going to have to pay me more. So in such a case, if you have a barrel of wine which is worth now a dinar, I tell you, don't pay me now, pay me in the summertime, and you can pay me too, that's going to be also atribis machmas mekar, because it's, you really, the time you took possession of barrel, you owe me the one, and if you're not paying me till later date, the two, why are you paying me more later on? Because aganat, had you paid me now, you would only have paid me one. You're paying me two because I let you go out, a delayed payment. So that's aganata, it's ribis derabonu, because it's machmas mekar. But, okay, we can done, yeah. So mamela, to go out to two later date, that will be a ribis issue, normally. Comes along the Mechaba, which is the Rambam, was Mechadish. No, this case is Mutter. And so far, what does the Mechaba say? The reason why, so far, is Hareza Mutter. Why? Shem Avdo E Nishbara Einu Meshalem Klum. Because A, if anything goes wrong, if there's anything wrong with the barrel, any achrayis related to this barrel is still by the seller. And B, v'mloy matzala machro la reviakba, if you couldn't sell it in the summertime, whatever it is, you couldn't sell it for the two, havalei lachzir labaylim, you should have given it back to me. I'm not overcharging you, I'm not, there's no ascharam tono. You have a barrel, if you couldn't find the right customer for the right price, then don't sell it, bring it back to me. So far the Mechaba says in the Reisha, two reasons why this is motto. Two reasons. Maybe both reasons are necessary, probably, right? But for two accounts, we're going to view this as mutter. Why? Because one is that the seller still maintains achrayis on the barrel, and B, the seller allows the buyer to return the barrel whenever he wants. Because of that, it's mutter. Now let's just explain to why should this be mutter. L'chari, it's the same problem of poiskin, you have a scharam ton of a mekak. So Parshat Shad is, L'chol Purushan Pashtis, is the Parshat Shad is because what always the problem is that right now there's a Mechira done right now, you owe me money really right now, and because I'm allowing a delayed payment, I'm charging you more, so that delayed payment is ribbit, that extra payment is ribbit. Comes along the Mechav and says that if the buyer has a right to return it to the Mechira whenever he wants, A, and B, the Mechira still maintains achrayis on it, so we don't see a Mechira. It's like a sarsa. I gave it to a broker to broker out the goods. We don't see at all a mechira. It means, you know when the mechira really, or at least be'enei ha'odam, I can't tell you really, but at least be'enei ha'odam, you know when this mechira takes place? This mechira first kicks in when the sarsa, the shliach, sells it to somebody else in the summertime. And at that time, he sold it for two, he sold it for three, he sold it for four. He made his profit, whatever the reason why he went into this deal. Okay, so now, if that's the case, we only see the mechira kick in then, if that's when the mechira is kicking in, so to know askaram tona, if I give you something, I tell you, do me a favor, sell it in the summertime for two and a half, or at least two, and anything above two, you could have whatever it is, but I want my two, and the mechira is first kicking in the summer when it's worth two, so there's no askaram tona. There's no ham tona, and also the price is the right price. It's taka worth at least two in that summertime. So it's not a problem. The case is, the reason why you're going into this is because it's manakai, it's usually worth more than. We're going to discuss variables, what happens if it's not. But the vowel, poshkan is that this is a clear indication, either A, mitam halacha, or B, even if it's not mitam halacha, means you and I know that mechir really took place now, but at least be'enei ha'odam, it looks like that the mechir didn't take place till later on. And at that point is the point when you have to pay me, everything's fine. That's the point, there's no amtan at all, at least. Even if there is amtan, it's the right price. Memel is not a problem. That's the chayy of the reisha. Let me go through the sefer. I'll take questions after I do the three perusha. I want to get there are three different shots of me, I want to get a clear. So that's the reisha. Zok to mechaba vayit, which is again from the Rambam, or to sefes din. V'chein, a new case. And Machra Loi B'Shtayim, if he sells it to him B'Shtayim, V'Omalei, and the seller tells this middle guy, Hayes Al Shtayim, anything above two, anything that you can sell above two, Yiyah B'Shor Shata Mentapel Amachra, because you're trying to sell it, that's your Tzchar Tircha. V'Mloi Timtel Amachra, K'moy Shetirta, and if you can't find the right price, you can't find someone to buy it at the price that you're comfortable with, Hakzira Li, you can bring it back to me, Hareza Mota, this is Mota, Ava Pishim Avdo Enignava Yechmita Tia B'Shus Lakeak. This is Mota, even though here the Achrayis is on the Lakeak, and all that's on the Moicha is that the Lakeak could undo the deal whenever he chooses, right? And Timtul Amaga Kikumosha Tita Hakzira Li means whenever you want, you can give it back. This is also Mota. And now in this case, it's Mota even if the Lakeak takes on Achrayis. The Reisha is only Mota if the seller has both the Achrayis and the Lakeak has the ability to undo the deal whenever he likes. The Sefer is already Mota just for that alone. For that, just from the fact that the Lakeak has the right to undo the deal whenever he wants, that makes a Mota, even if Lakeak takes on full Achrayis. Now, hopefully it's bothering you, it's the same thing that's bothering everybody, is that what's the continuation of the Sefer? The exact same case, you had a barrel, you're giving it to someone to sell, you're telling him the price is two, he has time to pay whenever he finds a buyer to purchase his item, and it says in the ratio you need two things to make this Mota, namely that the seller has to take on a Achrayis and the Lokeach has the ability to return it. And in the Sefer, we already allow you, even if the Lokeach takes on the Achrayis, that's already Mutter. Why in the Reisha is it only Mutter if the seller has a Achrayis? And why in the Sefer is it Mutter already, even if the Lokeach has a Achrayis? What's the difference between the two cases? So this Kasha, they attribute to the Beis Yesed. That's the Kasha, what's going on there. But Pashu Pshat, how do you read this Rambam? Let's take the first shot. The first shot is a Lechem Mishnah, possibly a Bach, probably a Bach. The following. The Techilu between the Reish and the Sefer is that in the Sefer, there was no timeline. In the Reisha, that means the only chalukim really, one of the only chalukim in this Makkah between Reisha and Sefer, is that in the Reisha it mentions Adakayitz, and in the Sefer it doesn't mention Adakayitz. What's the chiluk? So the Lechem Mishnah in the Bach suggests that Adakayitz means that I'll have this deal open-ended with you till the summertime. But you should know, once the summer kicks in, I want my money. Means I'm allowing you to return the item till the summer. I'll take on a Achrayis till you sell it, no problem. But if it goes past the summer, don't come back to me. Means at that point, the deal has to kick in. You have no right to undo this deal anymore. Mashenkin in the Sefer, it's talking about that Loilam Vlad, you can come back to me 6 years later and say, by the way, you remember that diamond that you gave me to sell? I couldn't find anyone to dump it on. Here it is, take it back and the deal is over. Means the chilek is in the narration, there was a zman, but past that zman, past the kites, the deal is a deal, you can't come back to me. And it's a sefer, it's endless. Endless, you could always undo the deal. Now why should that make a difference? So they explain the following. That in order to say that the deal didn't take place, we have to have the ability to undo the deal. So if you have an endless ability to undo the deal, like the Sefer, no problem. So then that enough, the seller, the onlooker sees that nothing took place, the deal is not chal until he actually sells it to a third party, and at that point, that's when he's going to pay him, at that point there's no problem, at that point there's no amtana, at that point it's taka worth two, everything is fine. Meshenkin in the Reisha, we cap it and we say only Adakayitz, but after the summer, you already can't return it to me. then Ba'atim I already see the deal already done now. That means I already see the purchase taking place now, just with a t'nai that you have a right to undo the deal of my freya. But it really, if the observer says, hey, you really made a ma'aseh kinyan now, you were moshech into your rishus, you did a real proper kinyan, you really owe the money for the goods that you purchased today, avad, you have a right, we give you a 30-day, we'll give you to the summer to return it. But after that, avad, it's going to kick in, so it means already we see it kicked in already. The only reason why we say the onlooker doesn't see the mechira is only if the moshech takes on a chayis as well. If he takes on a chayis as well, and the buyer has the right to return it whenever he wants, or at least till the summer, then until the summer we don't see a mechira. Avada, once the summer comes, we'll see a mechira. But if the seller still maintains his achrayis, at least then, till the summer, we don't see a mechira. But had the mecha taken on the achrayis, then avada, we would already, the lokek taken on the achrayis, we already see the mechira at the point he takes on a chayis. If he takes on a chayis now, we see the mechira now, even though he has the ability till the summer to return it.
Second case, another case of Iskan, telling him to...
Same thing, here's the item, go sell it, you have it, I'm expecting two, anything above two you could profit on. If you want to sell to someone else for seven, gazinta high, but I want my two.
Why blushing in the safe, but more,
seems
like
he's
more...
Okay. Very good, 1 second, you're jumping me, okay? But at least, so Lecha Mishnah Bach say that is a chilek. That means, be yisoid, if you have an unlimited time that you can return the deal, that's all you need. And that's the sefer. In the ratio where you don't have the unlimited time, so then the moich has to keep achrayis as well. Now, you're asking which l'chayra is bothering me as well, and I believe, even though I'm going against Kamat everybody who quotes over the Beis Eis, I believe this is really the Beis Eis discussion, and it's following. Now, how come in the sefer, in the second case, he has to say, V'chein, emachol b'shtayim, v'omalei, a new thing, v'omalei, hayes al shtayim yi b'shvil shatam etapa l'machra. And in the Reisha, the Yes or Shtayim, the buy wasn't the middle guy wasn't going to pack it. He was also going to pack. I'm selling you two for two. It means anything you want to sell it more than two is yours. You only have to pay me the two. If you want to flip it now for three gazinta height. So why in the Sefer, all of a sudden the Mechab has to reduk, Ramalaya, Yes or Shtayim, Yi Bishul Shatam Atapa Lamoka. What? Sorry? Okay, fine. Okay, but the I believe this is the Beis Yitzchak Kasha. Lashon is Lama B'din Hasheni was a Mechab. Well, he's coming from the Rama, but Lama B'din Hasheni was a Rama Marich Kol Kach and had to have this extra line. V'amaleh Yes Hashem Yibetshul Shatam Metapul Mekro. If in the Reisha that's the halacha as well, he should have just jumped. V'chein Imakol Abishtayim V'loitim Tzul Amakol Kmo Shatirza Zir Liar Is Emuta Av Abishem Mavda Nigdom Akmita Tia B'Shus Lakeh. Why do you need that extra clause, that extra nakuda, that you should know that anything, this is for Yiskar Tich, anything above that you can keep? That I believe was the Beis Eis Kasha, but the Bach tries to be shalal that as well. The Lech Mishnah doesn't, but the Bach tries to be shalal that, and Vaita with the same shot, Vivait with saying that you have the right to return it whenever you want. It's unlimited. You can return it whenever you want. That's mamisha broker. So that's the case where he's telling him, Hayez Ashtayim Yibashur Shatab Mentapa Lamaka. The tipple that you're doing is not on your behalf. The tipple that you're doing is on my behalf because it's still my goods. All you are is a sarsa because V'araya, you could return it whenever you want. Lo'ilam V'ed, you could return this. So then it's going to remain in my rishus. The reason why you're taking on a chayis is because, look, I don't want to give it to a batlin. You might damage the goods, you might lose them. I'm only willing to go in the deal and allow you to be my sarsa if you have a degree of responsibility on the deal. So I make you be Mekabel Achrayis. According to the Bach, the Kabbalah Achrayis of Gneva Aveda works automatically because since you have the ability to profit, you bribe like a Shemazok on the goods. But that's why I'm giving you Achrayis, you should know. It's only because I'm not stupid. I'm not giving you my diamond, you're going to run away with it and or my goods, whatever it is, and blow it. So therefore, I need you to have a degree of achrayis. But vivait, you have the ability to come back to me whenever you want, forever. Then that kumtoy, that's a clear indication who you are as a sarsa. So then you want to know why you working for me, why you're being terech and being metapo for my goods. That the mechab is saying, you should know. Don't worry, it's worth your while because you should know you have a schar ticha. That schar tipol is hayes al shtayim. In the Reisha, that wasn't the case. In the Reisha, really, you made Mechir right now. And the Mechir is a full-fledged Mechir of the Haraya, because if you don't come back to me and you don't call the deal by the summer, you're going to remain with the goods forever and you can't come back to me. So that's a real mechir. So the tipo that you're doing is for yourself. And never, then the mechab has to say, you should know the reason why it's mutter is because the mech is being mechab al achrayis. And that will sort of cover and make everything look rosy that the mechir didn't take place. Because we write the mech takes achrayis, maintains achrayis, then you see that he's still the bialim till it's sold. It's the same teretz as the Vachal Lecha Mishnah, but you have to be sure of at least the time, the flavor of it, is that in the ratio the deal was a deal, and we look as the deal was a deal, so the tipul's for yourself. So the only way out is if the moich is mekabel achrayis. In the sefer, where the deal is not a deal, because you can return this endless loyalam, so then the only head, then it's mutter, even if the lokech is mekabel achrayis. That's l'chayra, the Bach and the Lecha Mishnah pshat. That's one pshat. Comes along the Shach, doesn't like this pshat. Comes along the Shach and says, nearly, that there's a Toy Sefer in the Rambam, Tor, and Mechava. They're all coming from the Rambam. But everyone who followed the Rambam went blindly, and Mamish made a Toy Sefer. There's a line in the wrong place. And the Goyin seemingly goes like the Shach, he just says, Ein Shach. The line in the Reisha by that Lamed Aleph, that mark of the Goyin, it says, V'mloy matzah l'mokhar l'arviyach v'havelei l'agzir l'baylem, that extra clause, that extra tonight to make this mutter, that is, that he has the ability to return, doesn't belong in the Reisha. That really belongs in the Sefer at the end of the Mechaba. The Mechaba should read in the Sefer, V'chein ha-mokhar l'bishtayim v'amalei ha-yesar shtayim yibishu shatam atapu l'mokhar v'lam loitim to l'mokhar k'mo shetirza ha-gzir ali ha-rezeh mutter ava bishim avda nigdom ha-kumitza tiyah b'shus l'kek y'mekabal ha-chayis because v'lam matzah l'mokhar avik b'havelei la-gzir l'baylam. Because if you didn't want, if you couldn't be marvik, you should have given it back to the Baalim. But in the Reisha, you don't need that extra clause. And if that's the case, Zokta Shach, the Mechab is really saying two separate dinim. Same case, but two separate heterim. The Reisha's heter is all you need for the heter in the Reisha is the fact that the seller is keeping achrayis. And in the Sefer, all you need for the heter is that the lokeach has the ability to return it. In other words, the Shach is saying, this deal is fine as long as one or two things. Either heter could go. Either the seller maintains achrayis, or the lokeach has the ability to return it. Either one is enough to make this mutter. Normally, poiskin, if you have amtonas mois, you sell something and you charge more for delayed payment, is also zok the Shach's Rambam, that no, that's only provided, I can get you two heterim on that halakha. Two exceptions to the rule is, one exception is if the seller maintains achrayis, keeps achrayis of gneva, aveda, chmitza, whatever it is, or the second heter I could have is if the lokeach has the ability to return it whenever he wants, that also is already a heter to charge more for a delayed payment. As long as he has the right to return it whenever he wants, he could undo the deal, that we don't see the deal till later on when he sells it, either one is already mutter. So basically, the Shach and Bach don't argue in the Sefer. The Sefer stays the same. That means if the Lekeach takes on a Chrayit, it's still mutter if he has the ability to return it forever. That stays the same, Seilek the Shach, Seilek the Bach. Where the arguing is in the Reisha. In the Reisha, the Bach teaches Arakayitz, to mean that after the kayitz, he can't return it anymore. So that seems to be that there's a real mecca going on. And the only heter then is if the moich is mekabel achrayis. And the Shach says that the ratio is, he wasn't medayik this other kayitz business, he just says that the ratio is mutter just from the fact that the seller is mekabel achrayis, even if the lekeach doesn't have the ability to return it. What's the arakayitz like the Shach mean? Arakayitz might be that he gives him only a chance to sell it, arakayitz. After that, you know, you got to give it back to me right away. This deal is not endless. I'm not giving you a broker and you can have my stone forever. I'll give you a few months, try to make it work, and otherwise come back to me. Sorry? At that period, that's the Bach. Maybe I'm just suggesting you got to return it. It means you got to. I'm allowing you a deal to go out at a kites. I'm allowing you to be my broker for a short period of time. It's mutter if I'm a kabbalah kites. If the sales is a kabbalah kites. Like the Bach, he needed an additional kabbalah that the lekeach was also had the ability to return it, even though his ability to return it is only till the summer. means later back, you only find the heter if you have the ability to return it. The safe, if you have the ability to return it forever, it's mut even makabla achrayis. And in the reish, when you only have the ability to return it till the summer, then the seller has to maintain the achrayis. Like the shach, it's even better. Like the shach, it's either one, it's independently, either svara works. Either the seller is makabel achrayis, or the buyer has the right to return it. Either one is going to make a heta for hamtanas mois. Either one goes. That's two pshatim. So now we have a bach and a shach. Let me just get the third pshat, a nafkamina, and then I'll take questions. Two pshatim. Comes along the prisha and says yet a third pshat. He's also medayik adakayitz. He's medayik adakayitz a different way. He says that the chilul between the reish and the seifa is, I'm telling you, take the goods, be my sarsa, sell it. Anything more than two you can keep. All I want is two. That's your reason why you're going into the deal, is because you would like to profit. You would like to gain on the more than two. That's why in the Sefer Taka says that logic. Anything more than two, you have the right to gain. That's fine. But once you sell it, you got to pay me right then. It means that I'm giving you out. This is on memo. But the second you sell it, at that point, you got to come back to me and pay me the money. I'm not allowing you to now wait another 3 months. Mashenkin in the Reisha, Adakayitz was the time I expect payment. You can, here's the goods, sell it whenever you want. Sell it tomorrow if you'd like. All I'm asking is that by the summertime, you got to pay me. I'll give you 60 days. I'll give you 90. I gave you till the summer. Sorry? I'm giving you a term. These are the terms. You have the right to pay me by the summer. You could sell it whenever you want. Now, could be you don't even expect to make more than two, like you suggested. That's true. Why are you going in the deal for? You're going into this deal is because you anticipated getting a free halva. You'll take the goods, you'll flip it. Even if you only sell it for two and you'll have to pay me the two, but you don't have to pay me the two too much later. And in the interim, you'll have a halva. So you have capital to work with. So you can buy another stone and sell that. You can buy more goods. And that's how you become a seicha, by making the money on somewhere else. But you're going in this deal because you could raise capital. This is how you're going to raise capital. So in this deal, licked a halva, or I'll say it a little less, or at least in this deal, licked a hamtonis mois. That means the sale really took place either now or at the latest possible time was when you sold it to a third party, which was tomorrow. Right? Let's say you sold it tomorrow in this mashal. So the sale already took place tomorrow. And we're still not asking for payment till the summer. So that's hamtanas mois. I'm selling you something, zozayin not today, zozayin tomorrow. I'm selling you something and it's chal tomorrow. And I'm allowing you not to pay me till the summer. And and the terms are, you don't have to pay me till the summer too, and tomorrow. Well, depending, we're going to get to it. But let's say even if you sold it off tomorrow for two, but I'm allowing you not to pay me until the summer. So there's hamtana there, but it's not a problem because vivait, you sold it tomorrow for two, and that's when the deal kicked in. So there was no aganati. You're not paying me more for the hamtana because already tomorrow you made the two, and I'm just allowing you to have alva in there as well. Sorry?
It is his two, but he sold
it. Pashas, he sold it tomorrow for two. Right, we're going to get, 1 second, I'm going to get to it. Right, I'm going to get to it. Everyone's being made the same problem. Let me just hold on. So like the Prisha also says the Sefer Pashtis. There are maybe chalukim between, but just say Pashtis, the Sefer remains the same. That if you have the ability to return it forever, whenever you have the right, you could return the goods, then we don't look as the Mechir took place till later, and that's fine, and you're allowed to be Paiskin even higher than the Shire is today. That's not a problem. Even if the lokeach is makabel achrayis, the chiddush is the chilek between the prisha and the bach and the shach is in the reisha. That the prisha is more a different variable. What would be if you have a case of the prisha that you don't have to pay me until adakayitz, even if you sell it tomorrow? So I'm allowing you for a delayed payment. So then there is a hamtonis mois even the way we look at it. That means even though we look at it that the mechir didn't take place till tomorrow when you sold it, but I'm still allowing you a delayed payment till the summer. There, the preacher says that's only mutter if the seller is makabel achrayis as well. If the seller has achrayis, so then we could see that the mechir didn't take place till tomorrow, whenever you sold the goods. That's when the mechir took place. And that time, pashas, you got two. So no problem. There was no aganata, even though there was hamtana, but there was natter. I didn't expect payment till the summer, but there was no aganata. You're not paying me anything more because of the hamtana. Because already when you sold it tomorrow, whenever it was, you already got two then. And that two that you got was really my two. We view it as all you were was my sarsa. You're acting as my broker. You took my goods. you sold it to some party tomorrow or the next day for two, so that two really belongs to me, I deserve it, because you were selling my goods, and afterwards I'm giving you a avah to carry on weiter.
When he's charging him, it's worth one day and he's charging two. So that is very more than shtus. So shtus doesn't work when it comes, when it's a ribbis thing?
No, we discussed before that even when you don't have a shayidua, more than a shtus is already nikah and could be a problem. It has the same mile shayidua. But our case is mutti, even with a shayidua, we know it's only worth one. And I'm charging you two. The reason why it's mutti is because, like every pshat, the yisoid why this is mutti is because the mechira didn't take place now. You thought it took place now, but it really didn't take place now. You made the ma'aseh kinyan now, you took it now, but it didn't take place now. To the observer, vivayt, you have the right to return it whenever you want, and the mecha still maintains achrayis, the deal couldn't have taken place. Because everyone knows, when a buyer buys something, he's mechuyav in achrayis, and when he buys it, he has no right to return. These two svaras, that you have the ability to return, and the mecha maintains achrayis, is against that the mechira took place. Now, it's mamish in the face of a mechira. How could you tell me the mechira took place if the mecha still has a chayis and you have the right to return it whenever you want? Clearly you're not a buyer. Clearly you're only a broker. Or at least that's how we look at it. We look at it, all you are is a broker, and therefore tomorrow or the next, whenever you sold it, you were selling my goods. When you sold it for two, it's my two. I deserve the two. You're just my shliach. That's all you are. And memela, it's not a problem. And like the prisha, it's not a problem. Is moisir, that even if you have the ability to use the mois till a later date, and only first payment in the summer, it's also not a problem. So you have three distinct pratim. Pashtis in the sefer, it all remains the same. It's a question is what the ratio needed. Like the shak, all the ratio needed is that the seller was makabla chayis, even if the lokeg does not have the ability to return it. He's magia, the makab in the Rambam. Like the bach, the Reish is talking about where ara kites means you only have this man to return until the kites. So then that's why you need the mecha to be mekabel kites. And like the prisha, the Reish is talking about ara kites, which means that you have time, a delayed payment till the kites, and that's why the mecha needs to be mekabel kites. Three different pshatim. Now, but everyone's bothered by Zakta Shulchan Al Harav, that if you learn like the prisha, either the preacher's pshat, or like the preacher, that adakites means you have a delayed time to pay me, this whole het is only going to be, is if you taka sold it for two or more. But let's say I tell you, look, it's worth one now, I'm selling it to you for two, sell it whenever you want, adakites, I'll even make makabal achrayis, no problem, I'll even allow you to return it whenever you want, but if for whatever time period you sell it only for one and a half, there's no het to pay two. Because what's the whole lamed zed? The whole lamed zed is we view it that the mechir didn't take place till you sold it to a third party, and all you were acting as my broker. Well, if you sold it to a third party for one and a half, and you were my broker for one and a half, then I only deserve one and a half. And if the reason why you're paying me two in the summer is because it's a delayed payment, you're supposed to pay me one and a half when you flipped it to a third party, and because of the delayed payment, the terms are you can go out 90 days until the summer, that's why you're paying me two. So that is scharam tana. That's a delayed payment, you're paying me more. So that's awesome. The only heta, if you learn like the prisha, that you have the ability to make a delayed payment, it's only mutta if you taka get two from somebody else. That's l'chayra. But now, l'halacha, Dr. Chokmas Adam, interesting. He brings down every single pshat. The prisha, the bach, and the shach. That means the Chokmas Adam felt one or two things. Either, it means everything l'kula. Means the sefer maintains the same. And in the ratio, either Kabbalah Sakharis and Meichas alone is enough, or if you have a limited terms, Adakais Litabach, Kabbalah Sakharis and Meichas will also help for that, or like the preacher, if you have a right to use the money afterwards to the summon, you don't have to pay it, delayed payment, it's also mutter when the seller has Kabbalah Sakharis. All three he passes like Lakula. And either A, because he held that all three are really not arguing with each other, each one could be la'alacha, just different ways how to touch up the mechaba, you know, that's not mashma like the neshach, it seems like from the shach he's arguing with the preacher in the back. Or B, since it's only ribbis derabbanan anyway, right, because it's machmas mekach, it's only because you're aganata of machmas mekach, it's only ribbis derabbanan, for ribbis derabbanan he was willing to paskin l'kula all three shitas. But at the end of the day, la'alacha, we paskin all three kulas. So everything goes here, which is good. That means we have every which way to work with, and I'm going to, Mi'at Hashem, I'll discuss a case right after Ramah, which could be halacha l'maisa, such a case. Any question before I get to the Ramah?
It's Kashi. let's say a guy could have sold it to him, he sold it for less. You see that also was a big problem? That was his, he decided to give it away. It should only be because he couldn't get two, and then you look at his rib like ribbons, because he could only get a dollar and a half.
Yesh ladam b'zeh, because if the whole svara why it's mutter is because when you look at it, all you are is my sarsa. So let's say you blew it and you only sold it for 1.5, but I only got 1.5. So why are you paying me 2? So rather the lashna beis yisiv is it's questionable what the beis yisiv's case was. The beis yisiv says if the guy sold it for less than 2, he still has to pay 2 because he was b'sheir because I told him not to sell it for less than 2. I didn't want to get into it, but once you're raising it, I'll mention the Beis Eisev. I could tell you the Beis Eisev was talking about the case. He didn't learn like the Prisha. He learned that whenever you sell it, you got to give it back to me right away. I'm not allowing a delayed payment. And therefore, yeah, then I could hear why it's mutter for 2, is because the Mechir didn't take place till you sold it. And at that time was when it kicked in. At that time, whatever we made up, if we made up 2, then you owe me 2. Right? If there's no Hamtana, then I could overcharge you 2. That's not Ribbis. So Ribbis is only when... done here that the person is acting as a shliach on my behalf or a shutif, there's halacha in kosher mishpat that if my shutif sells something before its time, he was supposed to wait till the market, and at the market it's 2, and he sold before the market, he did something wrong, he wasn't supposed to do that, then he was a pasher and he owes me for 2. So they want to say that maybe that would be the etzah here too, which is sort of what you're saying as well. Kochkin, in your case, you had the ability already to sell it to 2, and the guy was a batel, and he only sold for 1.5, we might be able to get him for being a batel of Peshea on his sarasaris. It's not so much because we're not really dealing with a sarasar, right? Really, we're dealing with a lokeach. Just, we're saying that the observer looks as if it's a sarasar. But really, did a maitse kinya now, I was a machul ebishtayim, I sold it to you ready for 2. So if the observer looks at it like I say, okay, good. The Chavis Das tries to work with such a svara.
Because he has time to pay till the summer.
But
let's say he sold it tomorrow. Tomorrow, the
merchant
doesn't have any achrayas anymore.
Correct. But as long as he had
achrayas
till the sale.
Correct.
Correct. Because he sold it tomorrow for 2.
What?
He sold it tomorrow for 2. So where's the aganata?
Yeah, he got the other sold it for 2, but it might still be worth now 1.
But he was a sarasa for the seller. So if you view it as a sarasa, he took the goods, passed along from someone else for 2, so all that 2 belongs to the original seller. And just the broker has the ability to play with the money till he meets his due date.
The broker being paid for his work?
Well, in the safe, he's getting paid. He has the ability to sell it for more than 2. In the ratio, he might have that payment as well, although the Mechaber doesn't say it. But he might have the ability to have the halva. That should be ribis. If you're telling me that the host guy, he has the ability to halva, that's why he's being metabol. So that's really siftazov. We have to hold on to it. It's a good kasha. Sorry? Pasha is both cases is a mechir. Both ways alive. Vachin and mocher alive. But in a sefer, it's more apparent that he's a sarasa. He tells him hayes hashtayim yibishur shatam atapal omakra. It's apparent that he's more of a sarasa because he has the right to back out whenever he wants.
So it tells from the ratio it's mechir and the sefer is a memo. That's what it tells. And here.
Even though they did the exact same thing. I mean, both cases he did a Maisa Kinyan, both cases Moshe Klishusoy.
They charged
more. Sorry?
He charged more. Yeah.
Well, in the Sefer? I don't know, the Reisha, maybe he charged more too. But Shmuel Chaim wants to know why it's not in the Reisha here, but could be. You don't know. I mean, if the Reisha, 1 second, in the Reisha, clearly, if the guy got 3, Avadi's going to pocket the difference, right? So, yeah, unless you want to tell me that the markets don't allow for charging more. All right. All right, let's do the Ramon, and I'll come back with a Maisa Shoya. So, Dr. Ramon, the Chozer, this whole halacha of the Makaba, that you need the seller to be Makaba Lachrayis, or that you need that the Lakeach has the ability to return it whenever he wants, is Kishakotat Kitzvah Ledmei Achavis Shemaicha. He was Kaitzitz exactly, pay me 2. Avil Meicha Loi Beloi Kitzvah, you don't even set a price. Good going. Shemaicha Loi Sheva Chavis, 7 barrels, Va'amoloi, and he tells him, Tishalim li kol hachavis, pay every single chavis, k'moy sheyi ashah ve'eis shetikach kol chavis ishari. Now what's the case? the case is, it sounds from Beit Shetikach, I mean, it sounds like he didn't even take possession of it yet. That means the case is, and that's the makor of this, and Rav Haigoin, the Mecca Kamemka is like that too, is that not only is the payment delayed, but the purchase, that means the delivery of the goods, is also delayed. We're coming to deal, we'll buy lunch in a restaurant, we make everything, you know, I'll sell you 7 barrels, the price is whenever you pick them up, that's what when the price will be. And 1 barrel you pick up on Sunday, 1 barrel you pick up on Monday, whatever it is, you pick up all 7 barrels at the same time, makna choice. Whenever you pick up the barrel, that is the price. Even though today it's clear that there's a different price, today the price is one, it's a shar kavua for one, but this is the deal, whenever you pick up, I have, you know, utility with the energy, whenever you purchase the gas, that's when you're going to have to pay according to the prime plus, whatever the numbers are. We're going to peg a price, according to that price, that's when you're going to have to pay. He got that the price is kefi ashar. Whatever the shar is, when you meshich it, when you take the barrel, that, the Ramah says, is shari. Afagav da'akshav enu shavah kokak, even though now we know it's only worth less, it's only worth one, and tomorrow when meshich the barrel, it's worth two, that's going to be mota. That's the Ramah. It's mota because, what's Samtoni? Even though, now, let me just make a chiddush. Even though you did a maisa kinyan already, that means you already own the 7 barrels. So according to Chosh and Mishpat, you should already be paying the $1 price. And we should have a problem of scharam tono because I'm allowing you to pay later. Zokta Shulchan Aruch Harav, this is mutter because again, to the onlooker, we don't see any scharam tono. Everyone knows, I don't pay till I get the goods. That's ridiculous. I should pay you now because I made a maisa kinyan. Even though, yeah, you should, that's the halacha. But no, the onlooker says you deserve payment when you actually pick up the goods, when the goods are delivered. So even though you already made the maisa kinyan now, but if the time, the delivery of the goods to this person was next week, and in that time the price already fluctuates, already worth two, then you owe me two.
He has my goods now, but it went up next week, and you're going to sell it next week.
If you take the goods now, that's going to be a deacon Ramah. But one second, let's just get to Ramah. The Ramah is saying that even though you made the Maisa Kinyan now, but Vivite, you're only paying the price of the delivery, it looks good. I don't see any Schar Hamtona. Now, you know, and I know that there really was Hamtona, but I don't see the Schar Hamtona because you're paying at the time of delivery. So you're paying at the time you, quote unquote, purchased the goods. Purchase physically from a goyish or cook, there's no such thing as a maisa kinyan. Speak to a lawyer, try this a number of times. Try to speak to a secular lawyer and find out when was the maisa kinyan. What you're talking about? Was it then? Doesn't he? So when you took possession, when you take possession, then you own it. When you didn't take possession, you don't own it. When it's in your assurance, that's when you own it. Till then, you're not. You could sue for breach of contract, for specific performance, anything you want. But until you get the goods, you don't own it. So the goyish cook, that's the cook the onlooker has, that until you take possession, physical possession of it, you don't own, you don't either own it, or you don't, at least the chalbakas owe the money for it, and therefore, at the time you take possession, whatever the price was worth then, that is the market price, that's what you have to pay, there is no scharam tono. As I said, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Pshat Neramah, but it's Muduik in the Ramah, Zok the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that had you already taken possession of the goods, and now you want to make up, look, I'll take possession right now, and that was my mighty kingdom, but I'll make up that the price is next week, we'll make up a date, 30 days from now, whatever the shahr is in 30 days, that is what I will pay you. It might be worth more, might be worth less. Zok the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's mashman the Ramah that this is awesome. And now, granted, there is a shach in Sivkot and Gimel that says this is mutter. The shach says that this is mutter because, again, we don't, the shach holds that even if it's a daker, lis yaker, it's mutter. Even if there's a shahr kavua now, because we're making up whatever the price is then. It could go up, it could go down, and whatever the time is when the deal is finalized, kicks in the payment, at that point, you're paying me that price, the right price that's worth then, the shach says that's mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chavos Da'at said, from this Ramah you see, frakir from the shach. From this Ramah you see that it's only mutter if you were not moshech it l'rishusai. But if you're ready moshech it to your rishus, then it's also. Till you moshech it l'rishus, then we can say, when you moshech it, that's when we see the finalization of the mechir. That's when the mechir was done. That's when you deserve payment. That's when you can pay kafi ashar. But if you took possession of it now, now you want to make up a time for payment and peg the deal of kafi that shar, that's going to be also. All right. This is the Ramah. There was a case, just a practical case. There are many variables. I just want to bring out, in the jewelry business, we had such a dintayer. It involves more variables, but a person sells gold to jewelers to make the gold, and the jewelers don't want to take the achrayis of the fluctuation in market. So what they do is they'll mold it, whatever it is, but they don't owe the seller, the wholesaler of the gold, money until they sell it to a third party. When the jeweler sells it to somebody else, that's when they lock in the price of gold. So if gold is worth today 300, and tomorrow when I sell it, or the next week when I sell it, gold is worth 310 or 290, I pay the 290 or the 310 price. It's locked in till then. Then when I tell you, I call you up and I say, Yanko, I sold the gold, I sold the piece. At that point, oh, what's the shahr now? The shahr now is 310. You owe me 310. Like this, the jewelers know that they make the profit. It's security for them because they don't have to play the game with the market going up and down. They know they make their market markup, whatever it is, 10%, 20%, whatever it is, to make the piece. They're happy. They don't have to get burned on the fluctuation. Oh, so that's gonna now. If you're going to say that the buyer, this jeweler, one second, you have another variable. Yes, they do, and that's going to be a problem. But if you say that the buyer took, it was makabel achrayis, so that l'chayy should be like the case of the seifa, and rather happens to be the shtege is that if they'd like, they could return the gold whenever they want. They need not purchase it. If for some reason they change their mind, they didn't make the piece, and the guy told me, the wholesaler told me even more. He told me that even if they already made the piece, and the jeweler decides the piece didn't come out nice, or he decides he can't sell it, he can give it back to me, by shahu, I'll melt it down. If it's the same amount of gold that I gave him, he's off the hook. He can return it to me, lo'ilam vayet. There is no time.
No melting charge.
He could return it. He has to do melting every once in a while anyway. He could return it whenever he wants. So, l'chari, you have the safest halakha. He has the ability to return it endless, even though the lo'ikeach is makabel achrayis, that itself should be mutter. And the fact that doing the fluctuation is not a problem. Even though you don't have the Ramah, because he already was Moshek L'Shusay today, but you have the makabel safe, you have the makabel that vivite the Lekeach, or in this case the jeweler has the ability to return the gold whenever he wants. We look at it, the deal's not locked in until he sells it to a third party. At that time, they lock in the price. At that time, when they lock in the price. Correct. They expect payment right then. You call the guy up, Yanko, today I sold the piece, I owe you $3,000, here's the $3,000. That's the deal. We can have problems because Libby... I asked the question, the guy didn't want to answer clearly, but I asked him what happens if the guy doesn't have the money and he sold the piece. I don't know about it. I just know that when he calls me up and he tells me he sold it, that's when he owes me the money. So if the guy doesn't have the capital to pay, then he didn't sell the piece yet. He'll call me up next week, and that's when he sold the piece. It bothers me. That part bothers me. But let's say if... Right, correct.
You can't have terms at all on this
case? What do you mean terms? To have a delayed payment?
So
then we're going to have the resha, which is the sman. The sman only allows that, the prisha only allows that, if the moicha is makabel achrayis. But in this case, where the jeweler is makabel achrayis, then we don't allow for delayed payment. Pashas, like the prisha, right? That's how Sodom Paskin. Someone would be medayek that the shak argues with the prisha. I don't know if he does, the zayin, but according to the Chokhmah Sodom, he paskins the three halachas straight.
Somebody else, the other guy didn't pay him. He doesn't have the money. Who's
the kabbalah
price? The third guy.
Yeah, but no, I got the middle guy, the jeweler. The second he sold, he's mechuyev to call up the gold maker, whatever, the gold supplier, and call up and say, Yankel, I sold it. What's today's shah? Let's be kaveh a price. And that's the deal. So now that would be mutter. There are additional problems. Besides the problem I mentioned that I believe that sometimes the jeweler calls up late, there are additional problems, and that is that this ability to be kaveh the shahr whenever it goes, is that ability has a price to it as well. And that's, I forgot what it was, I think 20, not 25 cents, I think 25 cents maybe per carat a day. I forgot the cheshbon, eh? And this didn't tell you already 2 years ago, but they charge, not a carat, sorry, per ounce, 25 or per gram, I forgot the number, they charge a token price to carry. So if you call me up in 2 weeks, besides the price that we're locking in 2 weeks, we're also going to lock in 14 days worth of 25 cents per ounce or per gram or whatever it is. Sorry? So it bothers me. I mean, I don't have a 100% right, but that shtickle bothers me because that you see then there is a charge for the hamtona. You could say, no, not charge from Tana. We're going to be convey that, just like it could convey now the prices too. So then I could be convey the price, the shar, plus 50 cents.
Maybe he's renting him the gold. He's renting him the gold. Now the guy has.
Oh, if he's renting him the gold, that's a bomb. That's a problem. Because if he's renting gold, then you have the halachas of schiris of renting, and that has its limitations. You would have to have something which has pchas. Gold doesn't have pchas. It's not for tonight. But if you view it like that, you go with that angle, it's not poshut at all. We were trying to go this angle. This angle is also not poshut. No, they charge. If you call me up tomorrow, it's 25 cents extra. Plus the shahr. If you call me up in 10 days, it's $2.50 extra plus the shahr. It's 25 cents a day as the time ticks, the money ticks. Okay. It has it. Sorry? It has its questions in ribbis. I don't want to issue halacha. There was a Adam Gadol today, still is around, who claimed that such a thing is muta. I didn't understand why. He sent in, like, you know, what is it called, amicus, you know, a friend of the court, a brief into court to show why it's muta. I couldn't follow his theory why that case should be muta. I had other problems with this case. We ended up just awarding the Karen without the ribbis, whatever it was. At the end of the supply said that's all he needs. It was a full judgment. The guy, the jeweler, defaulted on everything. So he said, just give me the Karen, I'll also take that. And he got the Karen. But all right, let's try the Chabrai and Sif Tezvav. We don't have that much time, but some Yisaitis here. Zog the Mechaba Vaita. Mi sheyesh lo yischer shenim keres kan bezoil. I have something that's worth a dollar here. Ramokam Acher, if you'll export it to a different country, it's b'yayko, or faker. It's right now in Brazil, it's worth only a dollar, but if you'll import it to America, then it's going to be worth more. V'amalei chavero, b'makom hazeh. And we both are now b'makom hazeh. And you come over to me and you approach me, and by the way, I'll be meisiv, the Taz and meisiv, the Gemara says, that I was rather planning on going to the makom hayayko. Me, the owner of the item, was anyway, I was en route that destination. For me, I don't mind holding on to it. I'll go there. I'll sell it for two over there. But you asked me a taiva. You approach me. I don't need this taiva. You approach me and said, Tanali, give me the goods right now. I'll export it to there. I'll import it, whatever. I'll carry it to there. And I'll sell it there. And I'll do what I have to do till the terms. It means I don't have to pay you right away. I could have a payment till 90 days. And I'm going to pay you only what it's worth over there, the $2 that's worth over there. So now, I was going there anyway, so you're not doing me any toiva. From a balapatish point of view, I'm doing that anyway. You're not doing me any toiva of the tircha. You're going to go there and sell it for two. You're only paying me what you have to sell it. But you're benefiting from the fact that you don't have to reimburse me, you don't have to send me over the money till another 90 days. So you have the ability to make money, to use this capital in the interim. Sakta Makab, Imaha Chrayas Bahalicha, if during the trip, during the journey, is Ala Lokeach, that's awesome. If we see Achrayas right now in the Lokeach, so we see that the deal cooked in now, it's finished now. The fact that you're schlepping it over there, you're exporting it yourself, that's your cheshbon, but right now you owe me now, the price in this makom is one, why in the world are you paying me two? You're paying me two, because that's a schar hamtana. I was giving you terms, you can go out to pay me later. However, the machrayis ala malcha, but if the seller maintains their chayis till it's sold, then it's mutter, because all you are is my sarsa, till it's sold. You're schlepping it for me, it's on my risk, till you get to that country to sell it. When you get there, you sell a taka for two. I deserve two, because it's my goods that are being sold. Okay, we got that on. 1 second. Let me first get the Makabe. If we have time, I'll take questions. 1 second. So Makabe says, if the Moicha maintains the Achrayas, then it's mut, because then we don't see the deal being ended till then. At that point, you got two. That two is mine. It's not a problem. However, Zakta Mechaba Vahu provided an extra tanai, Shiyitin Lyskar Tirchoi Ala Lokosa Lamakam Ayeka. I also have to pay you for the Skar Tircha. Now, why do I have to pay you for the Skar Tircha? Zakshlaimi? Very simple. Because otherwise it can be the Skar. Normally, why are you kicking yourself? Why are you not sure you can be metapol till then? It's because you have the ability of having a loan later on. So then, Kumtois, you're being matriach for the future loan. So that's That's ribbis. Might be ribbis mukdamis al zayin, but it's ribbis also, right? The reason it means, I'm telling you, it means it's as if the buyer is telling the seller, I'll export the goods for you, I'll be matriach myself for you, if you give me avot tomorrow. I'll do you this taiva if you give me avot tomorrow. So that's going to be ribbis. It's ribbis mukdamis.
Anyway.
Well, God, the seller was going there anyway, but even if the buyer is going there also, but why are you being matriach for me? You don't need the headache. You don't need the headache. You're taking the goods and you've been matriach for me. You're doing me this toiva. The reason why you're doing me this toiva is because you anticipate getting a loan tomorrow. So that is ribbis mukdamis. So the only way to get around it is by saying that no, the tircha I'm paying for, I'll reimburse you, I'll compensate you for the tircha. I'll pay you the schar tircha. So that's takes care of this tircha shavoy. The only thing we have left is the scharam ton, a stam, a delayed payment. That's not a problem because all you are is my sarso, because I maintain the achrayis. So therefore, when it was sold for two, it was sold by me for two. However, in the ratio where the lokeach was mekabel achrayis, so the deal kicked in right away. Once the deal kicked in, it's too late. There's nothing doing. Once the deal kicked in, there's no head to anymore.
The only thing is, in part, because
when
my soul, he was transported to himself, he was also gone.
The whole thing, he was also going, he was also schlepping. I mean, you only want to know the tircha of the schlepping rather than the tircha of the selling?
Yeah.
I don't know, the both. The might see.
Well, there's an amount that he's paying him, even if it's kosher. Oh,
one second. Okay, hold on. Okay, so the Maccabi says in the case of the Sefer, is Maccabi Achayis and the Moicha, you have to give him Schar Tircha as well to compensate for the Tircha. Continues the Maccabi, the Moicha Adam Choshev, the case of the Gemara was an Amoy was Adam Choshev, Shepoichim Lelokeach HaMekas B'Shvilo, if you carry Adam Choshev's goods, they allow you to just go cut, there's no tariff, there's no, you can import, export goods, whatever you want, and he gains on that. Because not only on the way there, but he gains even on the way back when it's no longer the seller's goods. But he has some reason, he has this patur that even he could bring back goods into the country and he can get around the tax. Because I work for, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein, no problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein shlik, put in taxes, even if it's own goods, so he's benefiting from when he imports the stuff. So that's going to be a payment for his tircha. Same tircha, lost his schar tircha. You don't have to give him other tircha, because that's how he'll get payment. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is even though the payment wasn't shelled out by the seller, because the other mechashev doesn't lose anything, he's not actually paying the buyer, but still, the buyer is compensated for this tircha. The reason why he's going into the deal is not because of ribbis mukdamis, because he's trying to get the halva, and he wants to butter up the malva, the seller. The reason why he's doing it is because he wants to get out of his taxes. He's going to bring back millions of dollars of goods in the country. He saves $100,000 of a bill on taxes, Shein Leinzuk, to be matriach for the Adam Kosher. I'll take more every day. I'll do this for him. I'm getting out of my tariff that I have to pay. So basically, you see from the Mechaba that you have Schar Tircha, and you can have a different type of form of Schar Tircha that's also enough. Comes along the Shach and Sef Katan Laman and says, Mashma, the Beis Eis is Medayik from Harosh, it's Mashma, the boy, we maintain lay Schar Amoloi Mezayin Mishalom. You have to give a full fledged Schar Tircha. This has to be legitimate Tircha. If you underpay him on the Tircha that is required or that's typical for schlepping goods and selling it, then right we see ribbis mukdamis, right? Right we see that you matriach, I'm not to get the alva. So zayin lo matriach bechinam, you gave me a discounted rate of tircha for the alva, but that's also ribbis mukdamis. I'm charging you a cheaper price on the service, a discounted price on the service, because I expect a alva. That's also awesome. Even if the mic was going there anyway. But the mice is, you saved me the schar tircha, you'll be matriach on my behalf. I might have been going there, but Lamai said, you are matriach for me. You're schlepping it.
You're going there anyway.
No, it's not, but you're matriach. There's a schlep. There's a carrying. You have to, the animals have to go.
He was going there. He was going to stay in a hotel anyway because he had to travel and he was going
to. I don't know. You have to call up a moving company. What do they charge when they're going there anyway? Maybe. I don't know. You have to know if that you can take into the fact.
Why the
wine? Yeah, we should let him before. Okay. It's excellent kasha. So I'll tell you that Shlomi yes, and now and Shmuel Michal is asking that we introduced to a new concept that if there's alvah later on, then any tircha that you do for me is already schar tircha now, and it's ribbis mukdamis, and I have to pay for that schar tircha. So how come in Sif Tezvav, don't we see schar tircha? How come over there Now, you must be asking only according to the Prisha, that the Prisha has a case, that I'm giving you terms out, that you could take a havalva for delay payment. Like the Shakspran, the Bakshat, that we don't see anywhere that there was a delay payment, so there's no havalva, so I don't have to give you skartirka. But like the Prisha, and the Chanami, the Prisha himself asked the Kasha, Drisha actually asked the Kasha, and he says that in, over there, by the Chavis, there's not so much tircha, and by the Chavis, he says, since you have the ability to return it whenever you want, so that somehow compensates for this chayr tircha, if you know how. But he addresses the problem. The problem is addressed. Let's leave it at that. The problem is addressed. Could be someone to suggest what now you're jumping to is that over there in Yudalit, you have the ability to sell it for more, so that's your Schar Tircha. Anything Ayes Al Shtayim is yours. Although in the ratio of the Makabah over there, where is the precious Pshat, the Makabah didn't mention the case of Yes Al Shtayim, and Shmuel Makos Lashitos, like he holds over there, the ratio was talking about that you can't sell it for more. So therefore you don't have that. But, okay, you have to know, over here, Grada was talking about that whatever you sell it for, that's what you got to give me. So, and you know, commercial shav v'sham, so, and a Khanami over here, you're not benefiting that skar tirka, so I have to give you other skar tirka. Okay, let me just tell you a beautiful pshat of the Taz, and there's a nafkamina v'alacha. The Taz wants to know, why in the world do I have to, let me backstep, sorry. This halacha I have to give you skar tirka. So, Taisis is a Rosh, it's Madrik and a lot of Rishonim, I don't even have to give you skar tirka, even in Sif Tazvot. Do you can Rashi like that? Is it Sefer Truma? Whatever the Mordechai, whatever the, a lot of Rishonim would say that. Some Rishonim say one pshat, if it was there's another pshat comes along the Taz with a gorgeous pshat. Taz says, "Let's Hagavatska. What's going on over here? Here's a guy who's desperate for capital. He's chalishing for a loan. He needs money, right? He needs a lot of money. $1 is not going to make it. He needs a lot of money." Okay, he goes over to guy, he sees he has barrels to sell, merchandise to pass on, he knows he's going to make money. In this place, he's not going to make much money. What's the shahir worth? $1, big deal. So comes along this buy, and he has a patent, a brilliant idea. He goes over to guy, he says, you know what, here's the deal. Give me your merchandise, I'll take it to a different country for you, I'll sell it for a higher price, and I'll give you the higher price money. You're gaining because you're getting the higher price. I'm gaining because I need the capital. I don't want to pay it for 30 days, but I don't need the capital here. That's not going to make it. I need the capital there. I need what it generates over there. I need a lot of money. So I'm doing this for my own interest. I'm worried about myself. I'm really not worried about you. I have to just convince you to go through the deal. But I need to raise a lot of capital. So the reason why I'm schlepping it there is because I know if I schlep it there, I make more capital. I generate more capital, and I'll have a larger halva. I'm not doing it for you. For all I care, I don't care if you make money, I don't care if you lose money. I'm not trying to be nice to you. I'm worried about myself. I need a lot of capital. I need $2, let's say, instead of the $1. If I sell it here, it's not going to make it. I want to be able to schlep it over there with your permission. Do you give me the right to schlep it over there so then I could sell it for two and borrow $2 instead of $1?
What's the difference between the money over there and the money here, but over there I can make more money?
The Nukud is trying to say, Dr. Taz, that the reason why I'm schlepping it is for myself. I'm schlepping because I know that the schlep generates money for me, generates a tova for me. So I'm doing it for myself. So you're benefiting Mimela from it? Okay, you're benefiting Mimela, but I'm interested in my own shirt.
It makes no difference if you were going anyway. Even more.
What do you mean? Even if I wasn't.
Wasn't going.
Right, 100%. The was going anyway was the Nakuda on the seller. The seller was going anyway. But the buyers.
But if the seller wasn't going.
The halacha doesn't make a difference. 100%. The halacha is irrelevant whether the seller is going or not. Like any pshat. But Dr. Taz, you don't have to give me skar tircha. I'm being terech for you. I'm terech for myself. So maybe you don't have to give me skar tircha. That's how he touches up the Rishonim. I'll give you the $2 that I sell it over there. I'm your sarsa. The reason why I'm being matriarch, just like you see by the end of the Mechab, I'm matriarch because I'm going to save on tariff. That's fine. So the reason why I'm being matriarch is because I'm going to get a larger halva. I'm generating more capital. But not because I'm doing you the toiva because you're lending me the money. I'm doing because that's the only way I could get this halva. Let's say I'll tell you, you want to borrow money from me. I say, Yanko, I would love to lend you money. I have no money on me. It's Matzai Shabbos. I didn't bring money to the shir. I have it at home. If you'd like, go to my house and pick up money. That's fine. Are you going to my... Well, what's the problem? You're going to my house and you're borrowing the money over there. Either tichy or tichy, you're doing yourself because you want the halva. Same thing here. You want $2. The only way to get $2 is over there. So the only way you're going to get it is your matriarch and bring the stuff over there. Zok tetaz, memela, zok tetaz. I feel him tim saloima that the Rosh holds. You need to pay him full schar tircha, like the Shach Paskins. L'didi zok the taz, I really hold that those rishonim are right, that you don't have to give any schar techa. Nu, the machaber pasuk like the Rosh and the Torah, that you have to give schar techa, but let's make a pshara here. We'll cut a deal. We'll pay schar techa, but just pay any nominal schar techa. Pay a dollar, you know, just like we have by, there's a halachas and kufayim zayin by iska, you can just cut anything, cuts a dina, and that covers over the techa, because you see, I'm compensating for the techa as a separate cheshbon. So the taz, you can play the same game here too. Because be yisoy zok the taz, I don't even have to give you any techa. So if I'm cut Leidina, he has $1 and export 25 tons of goods to Puerto Rico, no problem. We understand the dollars for the terka, that we understand. And the, when you sell it in Puerto Rico for whatever you sell it for, by what's shove over there, that's where you're going to reimburse me. And you can go out and pay me 9 months, 90 days, whatever it is later. That's all fine. There's no problem. There's no problem of Scharam Tana, because whatever you sold it over there, it's as if I got the money, because that's when the mechir kicked in, because I maintain the chayis till then, and there's no problem of the schar techa because I compensated you and everything's fine. And the la'alacha, that's how a lot of places can go with this taz. The la'alacha, all you need to give is a nominal schar techa. But meila, the end of your kasha before, I don't remember if you remember, but you have topping on how much or whatever, like the taz and la'alacha, all you have to give is a nominal schar techa and you're fine. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Besdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.